This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Fuller's London Pride in a bottle, category 8B, best bitter. The bottled export version is different than the draft version that you get in the UK. It's labeled in the bottle as a pale ale, and you know, many say that pale ale is simply a bottled version of bitter, and perhaps it is. But looking at the back, you can see that the alcohol is 4.7%, and I think the draft version is somewhere around 4.1%. So it's a slightly different formulation for the export market, so it can hold up to a longer shelf life. That said, it looks great. It's got a tall off-white head. It's medium amber in color and very clear, so it gets full credit in appearance. Aroma, it's grainy and biscuity, malt. The caramel seems a little restrained. I get a low orange-like ester. Moderate amount of hops. They're earthy and floral. Not getting any diacetyl. There's a fair amount of head on this, so I'm gonna shake the bubbles out of it and see if I get some more aromatics, because it seems a little less than what I'm expecting. Yeah, now I'm getting much more of a caramel. Also, I've been like holding it in my hand, warming it up a little bit. So the caramel aromatic is really stepped up quite a bit. Still, I expect a little bit more in the esters, and I expect a little bit more in the hops, so I'm going to give it a 10. Tasting it? The malt is the first thing that you get. It has some of the similar things that smell bready, biscuity, the caramel developing, particularly lingering into the finish. It seems to have about a medium bitterness level. The finish is dry, and the bitterness lingers. So, I mean, it hits you with sort of a malty palate. And then, as it dries towards the finish, the bitterness and hop flavors step up. So, I mean, you are left with the impression of a bitterness in the finish, but you also still have some malt flavor on your tongue. The esters are somewhat low, like orange marmalade. There's a medium hop flavor. I'm thinking it might be Golding's. It's sort of floral in flavor. I'm not getting any diacetyl. And the caramel keeps increasing as I let it warm up and shake it around. Yeah, actually, if you pour this out of a bottle, it might be good to pour it into a glass. You know, put it in a very big glass. You know, pour the bottle straight down the middle of the glass, let it throw up a huge amount of head, and then pour it into another glass to knock out whatever other carbonation is there. If you can knock it down to sort of low carbonation, then it's more like you would get a draft cask beer in the UK. The body seems, let me give that a score. Flavor, I'll give it a 17. Body, I'd say, is medium light. When I first tried it out of the bottle, I'd say the carbonation was medium high. You know, really sort of excessive. It's sort of hard to judge right now because I've shaken it around so much. I've gotten it down to medium low to low. And it's much more reminiscent of a good cask beer, particularly as it's a little bit warmer. So I'm not getting any warmth or astringency or any other sort of palate sensations. The bitterness level, but it doesn't have any harshness to it. I'll give it a 4 because the carbonation was sort of out of whack when first poured. But fortunately, if the carbonation's too high, like I've talked about, you can adjust that by shaking the beer or pouring it back and forth between glasses. I'd certainly recommend that if you try one of these beers. So overall, it seems a bit restrained. The bitterness is at the right level. The malt flavors seem a little subtle, although it was nice to get the caramel up once it warms. The esters are definitely lower than cask ales in the UK. It does have a very nice hop flavor. And I really like the malt hop balance. As I said earlier, it was quite a bit bigger in strength than the cask versions in the UK. I think adding gravity points doesn't really help it in this category. So at a 4.7 beer, it's really sort of straddling the line between a best bitter and a pale ale. If you leave the carbonation in it, it actually sort of tastes more like a pale ale. It tastes, when I first tried it, it sort of reminded me of a Bass. But shaking the carbonation out of it, yeah, it reminds me more of the best bitters. Certainly the balance is nice. That it's not screamingly bitter. It's just over the midpoint of bitter. You know, the bitterness comes through in the balance. You get, you know, if I had to sort of say how does the malt and hop balance, I'd say, you know, I get maybe 40% caramel malty flavors and 60% hoppy bitterness. And, you know, that's a good balance. I mean, the English beers don't go way over the top like some American beers do. So I like that. So I'm going to give it an 8 overall, and I think it's sort of suffering a little because I'm comparing it against the style descriptions, which are really written for the draft version of the product, and they reformulated the export. So, you know, I've had this beer in the UK and draft, and it's wonderful. So if you haven't had that, it's certainly worth seeking out. But the flavors that you get out of the bottled version are certainly nice if you get a fresh bottle. So adding it up, this beer scores a 42. This is a Fuller's London Pride, category 8B, best bitter.